Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Amazing information came out of the NIFLA case that surprised all of us to our delight. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Okay, yesterday, Matt, you teased us about it, so now we're going to spill the beans, right?
Right. NIFLA was a great decision.
Yes.
Wonderful decision, ultimately striking down this California law in favor of free speech for the crisis pregnancy centers. But as I'm reading the decision, I get to page 7, and there's two of our cases, not regarding NIFLA, regarding the talk therapy, the change therapy.
Previous cases that we had, right?
Previous cases.
That lost?
The first one, yeah, and we lost those at the Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
The first challenge ever in the country was our challenge against the sexual orientation change efforts. Those are laws that started in California, and they haven't stayed in California. They started there, and they ban counselors from providing and clients from receiving any counsel seeking to overcome or change unwanted same-sex sexual desires, behaviors, or identity. The Ninth Circuit decision pickup created a new category of speech, professional speech, gave it less protection, and upheld the law. The Third Circuit out of New Jersey was the second state to follow the lead of California. We filed suit there. The Third Circuit adopted the Ninth Circuit. Professional speech category, lesser protection. We argued in both cases at the Court of Appeals, this is wrong. It violates U.S. Supreme Court precedent. There is no such category, and you have to give it higher level of protection. But the courts of appeal in those two did not ultimately agree. Frustrating. Now on page 7, guess what? Pickup and King, the two cases, Pickup the Ninth Circuit in California, King the Third Circuit out of New Jersey, are mentioned. And the Supreme Court mentions that those two courts created a new category of speech called professional speech.
So that means what?
A false category.
And they said, we don't agree.
Yeah.
We never created a category of professional speech. We're not going to create additional categories and provide different levels of protection. It would be too broad to create something like that because that would mean anybody who's licensed by the state is a professional and therefore entitled to less free speech rights. And if they wanted to regulate your speech, they just require whatever you do to be licensed. And they're going to regulate you. And we don't agree. And they literally, in the opinion, even though the case wasn't about these talk therapy cases, they mentioned our two cases, the two leading cases that states have been relying upon, and they rejected them. They effectively overruled them.
Good
That's
news
huge.
For our clients.
Wow. Yeah,
yes.
Huge. But so what are... You know, maybe
what are the implications?
Maybe we don't want to show our hand here too much, but where do we go from here then, Matt?
Well, we're reopening the Pickup case and the King case. We're reopening those because they have been effectively overruled. Secondly, we have other pending cases, and we're going to be filing additional suits. There are 11 states now that have these laws. There's a number of municipalities. We have litigation in several of them. Ironically, listen to this. This is amazing. On that Tuesday when NIFLA came down around 10-ish or so in the morning, it was that same day we have a pending suit against Tampa, Florida, because they have a law that they passed in the city. And they were supposed to respond to our lawsuit Tuesday.
Right.
So Tuesday night, they ultimately filed electronically their response. In their argument, they cited the King case. And they said it's good law, and to prove that, they cited a lower court that had cited to it subsequently.
Oops.
Out of Pennsylvania. Oh, my goodness.
That's an oops.
They just missed the biggest thing that happened that day on this issue because they didn't read the U.S. Supreme Court decision that has now overruled King.
Wow.
And Pickup. So we have had fun responding and saying, oops, you missed an important case here.
Yeah. Snafu.
Pickup and King are now overruled. The Supreme Court NIFLA case controls. And it's always been like that because there's never been a category like they created. And the Supreme Court affirmed every one of our arguments. So it's a new day. That means that these talk therapy bans will ultimately see their demise in the near future.
So do we automatically win that case in South Florida?
No, we don't automatically win. But at this time, it's at this point, it's essentially it's a done deal. It's just
done.
A matter of time to get the lower courts to process the opinion and make rulings. So we have cases pending in Florida. We have the Pickup and King cases. We also have other states that we're going against because this is a new day. I mean, the implications of NIFLA are huge.
And even if they do, even if the lower courts kind of mess around and continue to try to, this quackery, this fake science, continue to try to push it, we now have a different makeup on the U.S. Supreme Court, where I think that may end up being, it remains to be seen, but that could be a safety net.
It could be. But even with Kennedy,
it would be.
You know, when I saw that our cases were mentioned and they're involving talk therapy, they're involving LGBT issues. And Kennedy has been the leader on that, if you will, at the Supreme Court. And yet when I got to his concurrence, I was hoping that he would not say anything to distinguish it. And he begins his concurrence saying, I agree with everything in the majority opinion. So even Kennedy would ultimately come down on this side, which is amazing.
You know, this should also have an effect in California, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
AB 2943 they're trying to push.
No question. In fact, we've already notified the legislators that this particular decision makes that law that they're attempting to ban talk therapy for adults, it makes it DOA.
Wow.
It's dead on arrival.
Praise God.
Yeah, it makes it unconstitutional on its face. So many things. You know, we had a celebration, Holly, at the office for all of our people around the country. We conferenced everybody in, and we had a celebration about all the things that came out of that last week of June. And we need to take time to just give thanks. You know, we pray, we work hard. I know you do. You pray for us. You support the Ministry of Liberty Council. Take time to give thanks to God. I know life is busy and life goes on, but take a moment to be thankful. This was a life and death decision in so many ways, beginning with the crisis pregnancy centers. And then it's life and death for someone who's struggling with unwanted desires that seeks help to overcome them.
Right. You know, so many of them end up committing suicide because of their frustration. You mean, ultimately, they need the Lord. They need the hope that Jesus brings to their life, and they're seeking that in other ways. So we are protecting a lot of lives as well with this NIFLA case.
Yeah, and we have real people that we know.
Absolutely.
Real clients, real counselors, mm-hmm. real parents, real minors, real adults that have been on the verge when they began to get some of these desires, and some of them have originated from sexual abuse.
Right. Oh, the science is clear. These studies are unequivocal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And in fact, we even represent a counselor in the Pickup case and a counselor in the King case, a man in the King Pickup and a woman in the King case, who ultimately had these unwanted sexual attractions when they were younger and engaged in behaviors and ultimately gave their life to the Lord. They were really struggling and gave their life to the Lord and overcame them. In those cases, they can't even share their experience of hope in Jesus
right.
about change
uh-huh.
because the laws say you can't.
I personally have a friend whose nephew is going through that. He was abused by his father, and he thinks that he likes guys now, you know, so he needs help in that confusion. And here's where we have an opportunity to give him that.
We've been talking about it all week. The left is constantly trying to control speech, trying to shut down opinions they disagree with. While, you know, we, as constitutionalists, we say opens free speech for all. Just go ahead. Let's let the court of public opinion decide. Let's debate these issues on the merits. Well, the left can't handle that. They have to shut down all dissent. That's what all of these cases have in common.
Yeah. Well, stay with us because we have had some great victories, and we give thanks to God. Thank you for standing with us in your prayers. Thank you for standing with us in your financial support. These cases take a lot of effort, and they're very costly. But you know what? The cost of not doing these cases is literally life and death, whether it's in the crisis pregnancy center saving innocent human lives, in the counseling room saving lives and changing lives in so many other ways as well. You are a part of that. Stand with us in partnership. Go to Liberty Council's website. You can sign up for our email communications to stay informed and our social media communications. Go to the media drop-down button on the lc.org website. You can also Give Liberty Counsel a regular one-time or recurring financial gift right there. Tax deductible, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.